Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. That was Psalm 95. A while back, I received a Thanksgiving devotional from a pastor friend from South Dakota. I'd like to share it with you today. He writes, "Today is a special day for the Kimball School. It's so special that they called off school. The girls' volleyball team made it to state and are playing right now as I write this devotional. There was a huge crowd from Kimball making joyful noises as they cheer on their volleyball team. If the team wins, there will be even more joy and celebration. The psalmist tells us that when we come to the Lord's presence, we should do so with thanksgiving and make joyful noises. I sometimes ponder how communities can get so fired up over school athletic teams. The sounds made at games can be almost deafening, with the band playing, the cheerleaders shouting, and the students cheering. It's hard not to become enthusiastic. How different church is, where the music at times is mournful and members of the congregation even refuse to open their mouths to sing. What difference would it make if everyone arrived at church ready to offer thanks to God by making joyful noises with songs of praise? Maybe the problem is that we so often forget that we belong to the winning team." 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Then on that day, David first assigned Asaph and his relatives to give thanks to the Lord. With them were Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his loving kindness is everlasting. Don't wait for someone to assign you the job of giving thanks. Remember whose team you're on, and volunteer for the position as God's chief cheerleader. You could be God's designated thanksgiver.